Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. If you've been tuning in to my most recent episode of the Leader's Kit Bag, you'll have heard me talking about the importance of connection and relationship building for leaders. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a very simple, quick, and practical tool that will enable you to build those relationships in order to deliver the most important result or goal that you're responsible for. So, to today's tactic, I would like you to think of the number one goal or project that you're responsible for that carries the most weight, that's the most significant. And once you've done that, step two is to think about the five most influential people related to that project or goal. Who are those people who are really going to help you deliver that project? Who are the people you really need to have on side to be able to call on for support? Now, don't limit yourself to thinking about the people that you already know or are connected with. Broaden your scope. They could be inside or outside of your organization. They could be direct reports of yours or people in another team. They might be below you, the same level as you, or above you in the organizational structure. But identify those five key people. Once you've done that, I want you to think really carefully about the strength of the relationship you have with each of those people and score it on a scale from 0 to 5. 0 would be, I'm not even connected to that person. I don't know them. They don't have a clue who I am. All the way up to 5, which would be what we call an alliance. You're sort of like that. You are so close and connected that you know they've got your back and you're likely to have their back as well. Once you've done that, that'll give you a really good picture about which relationships you need to invest the most time in building, or it could be creating, as I say, if you're not connected to them. Okay, so you can work out which ones you need to focus on and then build a plan to strengthen that relationship. How can you spend more time with those people? How can you understand what their priorities and challenges are? Who do you know yourself, perhaps, who's got a great relationship with some of these people who could help you with introductions or help you develop the relationship? And once you've got that plan, you can set about implementing and executing it so you can develop those relationships to help you deliver what you need to deliver. And in doing so, remember it's a two-way street. We also need to think about what we can do to help and support them. Don't let it become one-sided, because if you do, people will simply start to feel manipulated and used. So that's it for today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. Hope it's been useful. Look after yourself. Look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And as always, lead on.